Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Natural and human forces have whittled away Texas wetlands by half.
We're paying the price for losing half of our coastal wetlands.
Dr. Larry McKinney is Director of Coastal Fisheries for Texas Parks and Wildlife. Fish, wildlife, and water quality all suffer from this reduction. Plus, people lose that all-important storm buffer wetlands provide. So given the known importance of these ecosystems, shouldn't we not only protect them, but also create more of them?
We're doing a lot of that right now. In fact, over the last 10 years, we reconstructed over 10,000 acres of wetlands, primarily in the upper coast.
Wetlands ecologist Nathan Kuhn says storm-ravaged New Orleans could easily create more protective wetlands simply by using the natural power of the Mississippi.
All they have to do is cut a hole in a levee somewhere and make sure that it doesn't get much bigger by making sure it's protected from blowing out. And they can create wetlands by using nature instead of fighting it.
Reconstructing coastal wetlands in Texas isn't as simple.
In Texas, we do use things like dredge material to create new wetlands. And so we do it here, but it's a lot more labor intensive and costly because we have to do it mechanically.
That's our show for today, made possible by a grant from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.